Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM Firth, 93.7 The Ticket.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover on a Friday with DP and Jay Foreman. Bryce McGowan's is officially an NBA player going to the Hornets. Number 40 overall pick in the draft.
These guys know all about the Charlotte Hornets, too.
Yes. You guys are Charlotte guys.
Covered them for 7 years.
God. Okay, so what? How's that? How is the franchise?
Jordan.
Yeah?
It's Jordan. It's
getting better.
He's not had his success, but he's the engine now. So, look,
Jordan's the engine.
Yeah, I mean for that, and trying to find people who work at his level, which is really difficult to do.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's probably one of those things that Jordan is typical. I don't know, DP would be safe, egomaniac that. Wants only people to be around that's going to tell him what he wants to hear. But he's surrounded himself now with better basketball people. I think he was, when he first became owner, he was probably full ownership in name. Nobody's bigger than Jordan, but he wasn't full ownership in percentage. He went and bought the whole deal, 100% ownership from, was it Bob Johnson from BET?
Okay.
And things significantly changed from then, in my opinion, because I still spend a lot of time in Charlotte, so I always try to go to a game or especially if they're playing some good teams or whatever. He's more present there. The team actually is actually a pretty good team, to be honest with you. They spanked the Nets twice this year,
close to a playoff team.
They would have gave some people some fits. No, actually, well, they were in the playoff game or play-in game, and pretty much dookie down their leg against Atlanta. I think we talked about this. It was kind of, Miles Bridges is their guy from the temperature in the room. He lacks maturity. I think this was a big wake-up call for him. I think LaMelo Ball is a up-and-coming player. And then they have, Terry Rozier. So they have some pieces. And so when Bryce comes in there, he'll fit right in.
Do they have – I mean, is Hayward going to be part of that equation?
I don't know if he's going to be a part of it.
Yeah,
not anymore.
They're
pieces and value. He has value.
You can send him back to Utah. He might have a resurrection of his career.
Yeah, I don't think his career is done.
No, I just think him –
He's tailed off, though, right?
Well, when he plays, he's productive.
Oh, yeah, and he fits in.
He had that terrible injury.
Yeah, and he fits. I saw one game where he played, and he looked great. He had, I think, between 16 and 20 points. looked rather easy for him because he's a big guy that can run, jump, shoot, can go to the hoop. And then he got hurt again. And then the thing is, they got like Kelly Oubre.
Yeah.
They got a couple other guys. Oubre, so you got right. You got a whole bunch of guys that can do what Hayward can do. And then you throw Bryce in there. Mm-hmm. And if he gets healthy, he has tremendous value to any team in the league. That,
Hayward.
Yeah, that's going to. Well, Bryce is not. I mean,
right. Bryce is fine.
He hasn't like proven his value yet. Where right, Hayward, right, right. If a team like. Just say, like, even just because Golden State just wanted, like, they need, like, say they have some rash of injuries and they're, or if they lose Poole or something like that, you could bring in Hayward and he could be like your, you know, Andre Iguodala or something like that and give you some points and a little bit of defense. So, yeah, I mean, I
good
think
spot.
It's good spot for him.
Dallas, Denver, Phoenix.
I mean, like, yeah, I mean, there's.
There are places where Gordon, for the 25 game run where they need him.
Yeah.
Right, is the guy. Like, that's the guy that you plug in and he helps your star.
He's a legit guy that you probably need to load manage because of low extremity injuries.
Look, that injury was serious business.
All right.
Like, that injury was serious business. So, for him to even get back to the point where he can do the things that he can do.
Yeah. He looked, I mean, when I saw him play, I was kind of surprised that, you know, he doesn't have a hitch in his giddy up. But, you know,
he's still rehabbing at a high level. Right. The fact that, again, they got the number of games they got.
Right.
But it's a big contract.
Right.
His playing time is more about his contract than anything else.
What was your reaction to Arch Manning to Texas?
I yawned.
I was like, why?
Why?
Yawned. Why would you go to Texas? I mean, I just
wouldn't. He picked him over Georgia and Alabama.
Yeah, he picked him over everybody else. I mean, I would ask. I would just keep asking why there's nothing at Texas or there's not a coach at Texas that you 100% can feel comfortable that you're going to be successful. I mean,
like who chooses Texas over Alabama? Like that's the question for me. Like if he wants to be great, you go to Alabama. If you want,
or Georgia,
if
or
you
Georgia.
Want, but if you want control, you go to Texas,
right? And then it's kind of like
is it
almost,
possible the Mannings see Texas on the upward trajectory?
No, because they're not even close. Oh. So now they see, but see, look, this is a power move here. I mean, people think like, oh, he's doing it; it's off the radar. They're controlling every. I mean, they're the first family in football. If you can essentially. Shoot the NFL the bird and say I'm not going to a team when you're drafted number one. You're definitely going to do that, regardless of if it's Cooper's your dad or not. And even if I could give you an excuse and say, okay, how long will Nick Saban be there? Okay, I can deal with. I could say, hey, Nick Saban just says, hey, I just won a national championship. You know what? I'm just going to chill at my lake house in Georgia. Okay, that could be it. Then you could maybe say, okay, I'm going to go to Georgia.
Yeah.
Or maybe guess what? I'll even go to Clemson, or I'll go to even USC where. Lincoln Riley has had two number one picks, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, and then Jalen Hurts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then you could see that. You could see other places that you would think like, okay, he would be there and get the same thing, and you're going to be more of a guarantee to play with better players, better coaching, and the competition's already going to be. There's no difference between Big 12 and Pac-12.
This is about control. Is that what you're telling me? That's why
I mean
went to Texas.
I mean
what are the Mannings going to tell Nick Saban about his program, about playing time, about the way he operates?
Sense. That makes sense.
Like, what's he going to tell Kirby Smart? You pick a place. You can't do it at USC because there's too many moving parts. right, there's just too many moving parts. Then it becomes Oklahoma, but Oklahoma's got a fair merry-go-round going on,
and they're not as established. And then you think Texas. I mean, who needs him more?
I would have thought LSU. Like that would, to me, that would have made sense.
Yeah,
I would have probably too much pressure though. Sitting
well,
there
but that's what this says is that you're not willing to be like he's not gonna. He'll get some boundary in Texas because of the fan base. The fan base is just gonna be tugging at his sleeve. The whole time
he'll be regardless of how good he is, ends up being, he's going to go first or second round anyways. And that's just the way it goes. It's fortunate for him and unfortunate for, say, other guys that are competing against him. He'll be definitely encapsulated at Texas and very protected. Those things are probably already negotiated, you know, right, you know, from the get-go. It's a big get for Texas, but it's just weird because it is. I saw 2020, you got the number three quarterback. You bring in Ewers, right?
Quinn Ewers.
Who was the number one quarterback, and then you bring in this dude. So
number one quarterback in his class.
Right. So now, okay, two guys are about to leave, essentially. So now it's an arms race who can get those dudes. That's what I'd be thinking. You get what I'm saying?
But I also want to know, yes. I hate that this is what I want to know about it. It was, what's the number?
Couldn't Georgia and Alabama match any number, right? Texas
but
throws
you, but it's not.
No.
Even, but see,
no.
Here's the deal. It's not. But with this,
oh no,
they don't have. It's not a number with them. That's where you're totally off base. It's about it. There is a number. It's control. They don't need the
number. Well, don't you think the number is to set control?
No, like, the number.
Because you're gonna make somebody pay you a certain amount.
No.
Because if they pay you that amount, then they're accountable to playing you for that amount.
They're accountable to playing him once he's committed. Everybody else is just wasting their time right now. Whoever is going to play this year is wasting their time.
Okay.
Unless he just exceeds it. Because they don't need the money.
The Mannings.
The Mannings Cooper doesn't need the money. They don't need the money. There's not amount of money that
I don't think it was for money in the account. I think it was for money to have some booster rally up X number of dollars, because that meant they did the extra work and that they would be held accountable to it. Because what we know about check writers and regents is this: I'll write the check for you, but I better get what I want for it. And I want access, okay. And I want Arch at my events.
Yeah.
I want all that stuff. The other stuff. That's what the number was for. It was not because Arch needs $3 million in his bank account.
Yeah, I mean, but the number is not so significant that nobody else can match it, because his access to Arch is going to be minimal anyways. So the number can't be astronomical. He's not going to be a dog and pony show and be hanging out with a booster all the time. It's going to be, you'll get them, you know, when you really need them, and that's it. They're businessmen from the start. This is 100% significantly, I'm running stuff.
Right.
And really, to be honest with you, maybe, I mean, I don't know him. I'm not going to, you know, but it's, you would have a hard time convincing me that Steve Sarkisian can take you to where you need to go to. You would have a hard time convincing me that he's going to be there in the next 2 or 3 years. Because I said it here, I think last year, because we were at 4-6. Yeah. Once lost that game. He lost that game. Mm-hmm. Okay. Casey Thompson had played well enough to win the Red River rivalry or whatever it is.
Yeah, he did.
And he lost that game.
Sark.
Mm-hmm. Your obituary for coaching at Texas, that first chapter is already written. That's the way it goes. And so that's why I would ask why. And to be honest with you, here's how that you can really essentially exuberate control is, say you get there and it's a close QB competition. Just say it, right? Arch Manning and
Quinn Ewers,
right?
Yeah.
Quinn Ewers' dad's in there. He's at practice. All I got to do is check out the phone call. Listen here. We have one free transfer. That's fine. Have fun what you're doing right now. Come November, he'll be somewhere else. And actually, at that point in time, you might be facing him in the SEC. That would send Texas to the depths of hell.
Here's question.
Arch Manning.
Who's the starter in when Manning gets there? Manning as a freshman is going to walk in the door and be the Manning starting.
Are you kidding me right now? Are you
serious? No, my curiosity is this.
Well, Quinn Ewers,
I'm not saying it happens or not.
Quinn Ewers could be out of there by that point. Hold on. 2023.
It doesn't matter who's there. It don't matter who's starting this year and playing. When he gets there, he's starting. Period.
That's deep water. When we're at a point, has that been the case for all the number one quarterbacks?
No, but there are right.
So this is new. So this is new space.
No,
Who?
What number one quarterback had the last name Manny? Just tell me right now.
Right.
Peyton. If he started as a freshman.
If this is the space that we're in now, that the high school quarterback who hasn't played a minute walks in as the number one. Walks in as the number one. I'm not talking about wins the number one. I'm talking about walks in as the number one.
Right. I mean,
that's the power of a last name right there. This isn't new news, though.
I mean, it's almost like it's a powerful last name. You can play it like you're going to compete and all that, but at the end of the day, when they run out that dumb Texas Bull or whatever, 60, what is his number? 16? 16 going to be rolling out there. He going to come out there and have that, you know, Eli Manning look on his face his first year. And by the time the junior year, you're going to talk about, you know, we might need to change the Heisman to the Manning Heisman. He is starting as a freshman unless he feels or Peyton feels he's not ready. It's not whoever plays this year, unless they play like out of this world, then you would see him be going somewhere else. But that's not, I mean, those dudes down there are just puckered up real tight.
I'm just saying, this is a whole new bag. This is a whole new bag.
So Quinn Ewers will be there this year. What if they win 10 games with Quinn Ewers?
Yeah, and then you would have his recruitment would be magically back open.
I don't know.
Don't you want the chaos? Here, man.
Don't you want the chaos?
They
brought it upon themselves.
You don't think this is chaos when he's showing. You don't think. When that tweet, was it yesterday?
Yep, yesterday. Okay.
Went out. You don't think the Cuber zirconiums that were puckered up, those sphincter muscles puckered up, you think them dudes ain't in the coach's office? You think yours ain't? They know it's your clock is ticking,
homie. I hate to see it for Texas.
your clock is ticking.
I hate to see it for him.
I don't know if you're puckered up or you're like, let's roll now.
Okay, so if he was ready to roll, then he wouldn't be at Texas. He wouldn't have went into Ryan Day's office talking about, I need to start over the dude that got second in the Heisman or else I'm out of here. He's not built like that. So
who's not built like
Quinn
that?
Ewers. Yours isn't built like that. The other guy, he might get a chance, but, they play musical quarterbacks. He can't decide on what he wants to do as a coach. There's no succession plan. Well, you want to know what made Nick Saban be able to manage Hurts and Tua? Clear communication, right? Expectations and succession plan until I couldn't fight it any longer and I had to play Tua.
So essentially, I'm living in a fantasy world apparently, because I just think, why not bring them both in and have them compete for the job? I
mean, because what's wrong? But that's great if you play running back.
Is that just fantasy? Is that just fantasy? You have them both. You have two high profile quarterbacks. Let them go. Let them compete.
How did that work out for Kirby Smart when he had Jake Fromm and Justin Fields? How well did that work out? Where the best guy that should have been playing was sitting on the bench. Not only did you lose him, then you went to when you had actually a better team in the playoffs and got boat raced.
Didn't work in that instance. That doesn't mean it can't work.
When has it worked?
Didn't work at Ohio State.
When has it worked?
Well, it worked.
Well, it worked at Ohio.
Wouldn't
you say it worked at Ohio State with Braxton Miller and Cardale Jones?
That's before the portal existed, though.
And Burrow. Oh, true. You know, Burrow sitting in the loop.
Burrow was hurt, though. Burrow got hurt. And Urban Meyer, again, clear communication. He said, you're hurt. I'm going
with this guy. It worked at Alabama, by the way. I mean, they had two high profiles.
But it was, again, clear communication.
Right.
Expectations, succession plan until the young guy beat him out.
And then he bounced. Is it possible we're underestimating
Steve Sarkisian a little bit?
No. Well,
is that a fair question?
This isn't about Sarkisian. Okay. This is about Texas. Texas has screwed up every good thing that they've had since Mack Brown left.
That's true.
So this is.
But if you're a Texas fan right now, aren't you saying, look at this? Look at this.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you should.
Because considering you didn't have a guy drafted, which should never happen.
Nobody.
Right? You never had any guy drafted.
That's remarkable.
It's incredible.
Right?
It really is.
And considering just where Texas went, you didn't have a guy drafted. Your starter from last year transferred to all places of Nebraska. You then somehow you got, well, you're old, right. Big 12.
Yeah.
And then you get Ewers, so you're sitting like, okay, we're cool. At least we got this guy here, we had the other number three guy before. Okay, then you lose your receiver or receivers. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, then you know you always got who knows coming in. And
they got Xavier Worthy and Bijan Robinson. They're
right, fine. I was just about to say you didn't lose your running back to the transfer because he could have probably been an Alabama target. Go there, right? You didn't lose him.
They gave him a bunch
and
of money.
Then under the radar. Here's what we did. We got Arch Manning's tight end, a three-star tight end, to come here. And then 2 days later or a week, here comes the big catch. If you're a Texas fan or if I'm Sarkisian, I might just take me a stroll through campus, just take the temperature and see. I might be the new king in town. But guess what happens?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Guess what happens in football? Guess the worst thing that can happen for Texas and teams that really live off of this. You got to play football. That means you got to line up in them white lines. And then once you get into pressure situations and you're up on Oklahoma again by 20-some points and you magically lose that game.
Hold on now. You're assuming the worst.
I just watched it.
Can't you say this? Arch Manning gives us a chance.
Yeah, but Arch Manning isn't playing this year, my friend. I'm talking about this year, okay? I watched you last year.
I don't know. I'm not with you on this. I mean, they just got the number one quarterback in the country. They got.
Hold on. I'm not. Sip. Listen to what I'm saying here. Take the emotion out of it on a Friday. I'm not saying that they haven't had a good get, right? What I'm saying is that's fine and dandy until we start playing football because Arch Manning isn't here. This is the future. He actually
In the meantime, we had the other number one quarterback, right. Quinn Ewers.
And we don't even know. And then we had the other guy before, so we really don't know who's starting. And now I went 5-7, which they essentially could have went 6-6 and went to a bowl game if they didn't give away Oklahoma. Take all the stuff out of it, right? You lost to Oklahoma and gave the game back. So if you're going to win a game next year, you better win that game without a quarterback. So now you got to start coaching, and they got to start playing. So all the like fun and kick games and stuff where everybody wins the offseason, that doesn't mean anything because Arch Manning's not coming here next year. Because if you don't produce this year, you might not be here, and Arch Manning might not be here.
That's right, yeah. If you go 5-7, you might lose them both.
Right.
I'm just saying Ewers gives you a chance to – A better chance.
He gives you a chance to
see, a better to put, chance to put yourself
some more
in position.
Texas butts in the stadium because you know what Ewers hasn't done? He played the quarterback at as about as good as I have in the Big 12.
He ain't
done tiddly poo.
But you got to start somewhere.
Right.
I'm not in the business of writing a kid off before.
Not writing him off. I'm just giving you the reality. He ain't thrown a pass yet.
I know.
You know what he's done? He has a mullet and he throws sidearm in 7-on-7 and there ain't nobody coming to hit him. So what? Even the kid that's going to Tennessee, right, that does it, his big thing is he's out there in pajamas. So he's so good that he just gets out of it. Look, dude, you don't have Grant Wisdom, Jason Peter coming down and ready to knock your head off. You don't have O'Shawn Mathis pass rushing you. So all that stuff is irrelevant because there is no checks. There is no linemen, right? And half the time when people are going running routes, okay, they're all either offensive pass interference or defensive pass interference. So you got to play football.
I'm not completely disagree with you, but there's a reason. The rankings are you telling me you don't believe in the rankings now? The projections.
No, Sip. Here's what I believe in. Okay, what happens on Saturday?
I do too. I get it.
All that stuff is great until you prove it. It don't mean tiddly poo.
I just hope speak with this much passion, if Nebraska happened to land in the number one quarterback in the country, you would say the same thing.
I would be excited, and it'd be great, but do we know what's going to validate that four-star ranking or three-star ranking?
Of course, we sing this tune all the time.
Is what you do out? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not saying 100% on that.
I'm not saying Quentin Ewers couldn't be good, but what I'm saying is you can't go – Steve Sarkisian couldn't walk in here and tell me Quentin Ewers is going to win me 10 games. He ain't even won you one yet.
I know.
You get what I'm saying?
He hasn't played.
You're just looking for the guy that gives you the best chance, though.
Sure.
And he happens to be ranked very highly.
Right. And you know what else really dictates how well he plays? As we know, guys up front. And they're blessed with the run.
Great running.
Phenomenal. Best running back in the nation. Top four. Okay. I mean, running backs in the nation and receivers.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Xavier Worthy. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the running back.
Robinson. I know. But they also have Xavier Worthy on the outside.
Very good too. Right. Yeah. But then also, guess what they have to do? You got to stop people.
So, right.
Defense.
So that stuff goes into
it. And by the way, Texas's 2022 class of offensive linemen is numero uno ranked. So here comes the Longhorns.
Here they come. They're back. They're back.
Well, I mean, this dude up here is what's the name of the horn? What the cow they got? What's the name of
Bevo?
Barney
Bevo.
Bevo.
That's you, Steve Bevo.
Bevo. Oh,
this is crazy. This is blasphemous.
Oh boy, we got too many Texas hookums going on here.
Did you really just say hookum?
I said hookum, DP. Hookum.
Why?
Can you put that? Can we're gonna? You understand the value of what just happened here?
don't
you got to keep playing that.
You understand that?
You know I like to get you guys riled up.
Oh, no! I told you I yawned over the thing to begin with. we need to clip that.
Oh, we'll look
it. And you got to make sure because it's what Sip hasn't ran out of here. I do have an announcement. I got to make an announcement. I told the story about this dang bird on Father's Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
My neighbor, and I said my neighbor came down and helped. So he wanted clarification because I guess he's been very, very upset. Well, first of all, he sent me a text, and I've been busy, to reply to it. So he's been pretty upset. Okay. Travis Langford is the best neighbor out there. Okay. Travis and he came down there with his son Jack. I call him Jack the Ripper. Jack came down there and they finished the job off, but Travis is great. He owns the Grapevine. He's probably the best storyteller in Lincoln.
Okay.
And I'm going to say this if people go there and frequent. Travis Langford almost derailed the history of Nebraska football. He would be the ultimate when you ask somebody a unique question, who derailed Nebraska football? It'd be Travis Langford.
That's the guy.
He was out with his buddies. Won't say if he was in. Coach Osborne must have been out in Hastings or somewhere at a lake, and he was walking, and Travis Langford was driving on a dirt road too fast. He said he was probably about 6 inches from running Coach Osborne over.
Oh boy.
So
what year was that approximately?
I'd have to find you, but I think it was early in his coaching career. So he would have derailed Nebraska football.
80s maybe.
Yeah, Travis Langford.
Yeah,
yeah.
Almost did
the owner of the Grapevine. Him and his wife Susan.
No, at least he did.
Great
Thank
people.
You for that.
At least he did.
Yeah. Thank you.
There All you right. go, Travis.
Interesting.
There you go. All right, Old School is next for Steve Sipple. I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.